My name's Jono Bacon, and I want to make the bacon sink vision.
My name's Stuart Langridge, and I just want to make bacon sink.
And this is...
Shot of Jack!
One of the things I do around the house is the washing up. There I stand, sink full of dishes, marigolds on, well, only my dreams, washing the remnants of today's dinner. While necessary, I fucking hate it. The thing I hate is not so much the work, but the boredom of being stood there, mentally devoid of stimulation, other than the odd moment of trying to make the garbage disposal eat something that it really shouldn't. Then I had an idea. Wouldn't it be cool if you had a little screen that was either on the window ledge in front of the sink, or even clip to the tap, or force it for our American friends. And all it does is provide a simple push and play interface to YouTube. The software is pretty simple. In my brain, I have a great solution of how the operating system should work, that would be Ubuntu. Also how the platform should work, that would be GNOME, running a GStreamer app to grab and show the content. The software solution is not only something I have visibility on, but it's something that I can make today. But then we have the problem, the hardware. All the bacon sink vision would need is a touchscreen and a small computer encased in a waterproof box so my wet fingers doesn't irritate it. In my dreams, I would go to a website, select a range of components such as the screen and such as the computer, and fit them together like Lego bricks and make it. I would then be able to innovate with hardware as well as software. We have a global community of smart, innovative software people. So can we really do this for hardware too?
Well, there are people who are trying to do this kind of thing, but why don't you actually clarify exactly what it is that you want?
Yeah, so basically, you know, we spend our days in software, all day, every day, and thinking of something cool to make in software is actually relatively straightforward because we've got the tools to hand, right? So what I'd really like to do is if I want to make a device, I'd love to be able to go and just grab the components that I want to that I need to make my thing happen and fit them together in a relatively plug and play way. Now, I know that you can go and get, you know, capacitors and resistors from Maplin or Radio Shack, but I'm not talking about that level of granularity in the same way that I don't believe that we should expect anyone who wants to create software should have to, you know, be able to write in machine code. I'm just talking about being able to plug and play bits and pieces together. I just wish I could go to a website and buy the components and then run Ubuntu on there with a set of tools and be able to make what I want it to do.
So you're essentially talking about being able to do with hardware or having someone do with hardware what Ruby on Rails or Qwikly or Django or whatever does for software creation. It takes care of all the nasty little underneath bits. It makes some opinionated choices for you and then helps you just get on with the stuff that you want to do.
That's exactly it. It's my analogy in some ways is like hi-fi separates in the 80s, right? So if you wanted to build a certain kind of hi-fi, you could go out and you could buy these different components and they'd fit together in a pretty easy way. Now, you could, if you wanted to at the time, go out and buy, you know, the components inside the components. You could go and buy all the, you know, the reels and the cassette tape holders and, you know, the amplifiers and all the different elements to build it like an electronics project. But you could actually go and buy these higher level components and just fit them together. And that's essentially what I want. Like I say, with my little idea of the kitchen sink thing, I think it's a really fun and cool idea that I think I would benefit out of and a bunch of other people would like. But I don't want to make a business of this. So I just want to be able to go and buy these components, fit them together, and then to make it happen.
One of the thoughts is that, I mean, there are people who do this kind of thing. You can go and buy, it's not all going and buying individual resistors and then knowing how to wire them up. There are relatively easy components that you can buy, but they're not doing a very good job of marketing it to the sort of people who might want it, people like us, rather than people who are electronics heads. And one of the questions then becomes, I mean, is that because they're just not doing a very good job of identifying their target market, or is there really not a market in this? There seems to be some spillover. into this kind of mentality with the rise in hardware hacking recently. If you look at things like Make magazine and the recent Arduino craze and stuff like that, there is more of an idea. The Arduino is an almost completely self-contained little unit, and then you use it to power loads of other stuff, and people are starting to get into the idea of, oh, right, okay, you just get an Arduino and then plug it into these couple of other things and you've got something cool. It's not all you have to break out the breadboard and start doing soldering.
That's essentially what I'm talking about. Like, if you look at the hardware hacking community, I remember when we were doing Lug Radio, we were always fascinated with the hardware hacking thing, and we'd cover it on the show. But people in the hardware hacking community seem to model themselves after Steve Wozniak, right?
Yeah.
You know, these are pretty hardcore people who will make, you know, a transistor radio out of an Altoids can or something, right? And that's cool, and that's brilliant. But my analogy of those people would be C developers. Right. And one of the things, you know, obviously we've been talking a lot recently about the whole opportunistic development thing, is breaking down the barriers to making it easier for people to make stuff. So the whole opportunistic development thing is about breaking down the barriers for people to make software really easily and not dealing with, you know, make files and build systems and all that shit. And I think the same thing would be cool with hardware. So maybe what I'm talking about is kind of the next level of Arduino, where I can pick components and I know that certain software will run on them. So if I basically know that I can get a piece of hardware and Ubuntu will run on it, I'm good to go, right? I can figure out the rest. but you know, I think that's what I'm kind of looking for. And I think I'm willing to bet that there's a market of people like me. It might not be a particularly big market, but I'm willing to bet that there's a market of people who have ideas, who are savvy with software to a degree.
There are.
They don't have the money or the resources. They don't have a shop in their garage to build this kind of stuff, right?
There are groups of people around doing this kind of thing. I mean, near me, you've got a group called FizzPop, who are the
right.
Birmingham Hackspace. And there's a guy called Mitch Altman, I think is his name, who shows up quite a lot at Linux shows and so on. He makes things like these mad glasses that you put on that flash in your eyes and make you see strange things and so on. And there is a community out there building up on this kind of thing. And it's not that hard to go and get involved and be part of that. But I don't think your analogy with C developers is right. I think there are C developers working today who have also gone above and beyond the way it used to be. Writing in C now is nowhere near as hard as it used to be. I think the hardware hacking community seems to be now where the Linux software community was a decade ago, or 14 years ago, where there was a certain attraction to being able to do so much with so little, a certain punk cachet behind the idea that you'd manage to compile your own kernel and get it to work and render and turn X on. You know, I mean, that was in itself exciting. We look back now and laugh, but there is actually a genuine enjoyment I remember enjoying it myself. And to some extent, I think the hardware hacking community is like that, being able to say, look, we can get all this stuff and plug it together. We're doing the sort of thing that Sony are doing, but we're doing it in a garage. So we're actually quite cool, which is the Wozniak kind of mentality, you know, looking at saying, we'll knock out one chip and then it makes it cooler.
Well, what I'm curious about is whether it's technically possible. Like, I wonder if you can boil hardware down into a set of standard components that can be plugged together. Like, I mean, I gave the example of having a computer and a screen, which would be the, you know, a touch screen, which would be the elements I'd be interested in. But I'm wondering, and what I'd love to hear from people in the Arduino community and the hardware community is whether this kind of idea would be possible. Not whether, I mean, I appreciate that, you know, we're probably going to be accused of being noobs, right? But to be honest with you, yes, we are noobs. With no grand ambitions of being full-on Wozniak-esque hardware hackers. But I'm wondering whether it's possible to enable noobs to do this from a technical level, because the software's there. And if you could get these hardware components, who knows?
Yeah, I think my impression of the Arduino community is that you can do some very cool things with it, but it's all very much stuff like someone wants something where I saw one project where you could knock on the outside of a door and then it would unlock the door if you did a special knock, you know, sort of three knocks and then a gap and then two knocks. And there was an Arduino running that. But there's quite a long walk in between having a thing which runs a servo to unlock a door and having something which displays YouTube videos on a waterproof screen. So, and there are already devices like this. If you look at the Chumby, for example, that a Chumby essentially does exactly what you want. You just need to put it in a transparent waterproof bag.
Put it in a Ziploc bag.
Right, exactly. And that's realistically all you need to do to get this specific thing you wanted. But the reason for that is because someone's already anticipated your need and built it. It's where you come up with stuff where no one's necessarily anticipated the exact need that you want.
Exactly. And that's why having the building blocks, I think, will be really exciting.
There's no real middle ground in between I want to build myself something out of components and I'll go and find something that a company has made 20 million of in a factory in China and ship them over. You want something where I could build it and you could build it and someone else could build it without following a thing on instructables.com, which is really complicated.
Exactly. So there we are. There we have it. That's our perspectives on this. So, you know, I think this is a great opportunity for the Shot of Jack community to continue the conversation because, you know, this is something that we generally don't have a lot of visibility and insight on. So if you're in the Shot of Jack community and you heard this and you have some ideas, if you think this would be cool as well, if you'd like to see this, then let us know in the Shot comments. If you're interested in hardware, if you have some experience working with hardware, if you've played with Arduino or some of these other projects, let us know your experience too. And all you need to do is go to shotofjack.org and let us know your comments in the discussion there.
And you can also go to shotofjack.org/discuss and that'll tell you how to get in touch with us by Twitter, by email, whatever, and talk to the rest of the Shot of Jack community.
And all being well, the next time you hear Shot of Jack, it will be on some kind of waterproof screen in front of your sink, right? Just think about the possibilities. We'll see you on the next Shot of Jack.